You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Compared to brothers, or they're younger.
Youngest.
The youngest.
No, youngest was Benjamin.
Before Benjamin.
Yes.
Yeah. So now, when did he pass away? Before or after the tribes?
Before.
Before?
Yeah.
How could it be? He's the youngest and he passed away before them? Yeah?
He finished his homework.
Oh, he finished his homework.
Yeah.
So that means that when you finish your homework,
you could go up back to
but it should be the other way because they give you more homework.
When completed, there was nothing to give them anymore.
Usually the A students they have more homework, no?
Yes, they
finish. No? So there are puzzling midrashim that is brought. Yosef HaSadiq passed away early compared to the brothers. One midrash is because when Yaakov Alav Shalom arrived in Mitzrayim, Yaakov bowed down to Yosef. The other midrash brought that, as we see in this coming parasha, he preserved the body of his father, embalmed his body.
Washed it?
No. Good mumiai, they call it.
But they said that's not true.
It says in the Torah. It says in the Torah that after the process was done, and then they went for burying the Yaakov Avinu. Sorry?
If he did these things, then it would reduce his life?
Let's see. So we have two midrashim. The third midrash is that there are 10 times mentioned your servant, your father. Five of it Yehuda said, and five of it, the translator. So because Yosef HaSadiq permitted that his father would be called servant, your servant, 10 years of his life was deducted. So we have three midrashim, very positive midrashim. One was that Yaakov Avinu bowed down to him, and the other one is that they blamed the body of the Yaakov. He did, he led it, and then his father's name was announced as a servant. So now, the question is, what do we know about Yosef HaSadiq? Do you know anything about Yosef HaSadiq?
As well as what? He was Sadiq.
He had the title of Sadiq, that's one thing. What else you know?
In the Torah.
Sorry?
Okay.
Well, yeah, he learned Torah with his father. What else? We don't have a source, but obviously he had some
Ruach HaKodesh. He held his desire.
He held his desire. Good. So that's why he's called Sadiq.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. We don't know really. Actually, maybe not.
He has the highest
emunah. He has emunah. What else? You forgot the main one.
Stay tahor.
What's the biggest thing that we know about Yosef HaSadiq?
Was the king of
how many years?
80 years.
80 years? Yeah. Good. 80 years, a lot of time. What else?
He was very handsome.
Well, we cannot give him a credit for that. Because he didn't do anything about it. He opened the sea for Am Yisrael.
Oh, wow.
No?
Yes, he was dead.
Yeah, he was not even alive. Yeah. And not only that, the process that, as the Midrash brings, that if Yosef would not go through the process of all the suffering, they had to take Yaakov Avinu with chain to Mitzrayim. So you see, all these credits was not able to do anything that to cancel the punishment of 10 years of his life. Why?
Every scenario is different.
Lack of manner.
Lack of manner. What does lack of manner to do? As Yaakov Avinu bow to the king, not to yourself.
Beautiful, very nice. Waiting for somebody to ask this question. The task of Yosef Hasidus Tzaddik was when he sees his Abba, he has to run and tell him, I'm your son and I'm not Pharaoh. Because Yaakov thought that this man is the Pharaoh. That's why he bowed down. So not Yosef preceding his father and telling him, Chas v'shalom, you bow down to me, I'm not Pharaoh. That would consider for him as lack of tarbiyat. Lack of manners. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. No, chas v'shalom. That he would do such a thing because the dream was that is brought when he had a dream of the Shemesh and Yareach. What does that mean?
The mother
was alive.
Okay, well, how about the family of her? You know, because
understand.
Just the interpretation.
Wait. Let's don't be misunderstood. If he has a dream of the father and the mother that they're bowing to them, right?
Yeah.
The mother was alive.
No.
So is the dream accurate?
No.
It's not accurate. No. That's not true at all. But the interpretation of the dream was actually Yaakov thought that Yosef actually is going to bring about something very, very unusual, and that is Techiyat HaMetim. Because Yaakov, when he sees that Yosef HaSadiq had a dream of the mother, so that means he's able to bring, as we are waiting for Mashiach ben Yosef, that what happened, the process is, it will be Techiyat HaMetim. So now here, Yaakov had in mind that, as he says, Yaakov shamar et hadavar, that means that he knew that Yosef has the power to bring such a task. That's what the whole point. But Yaakov bowing down to Yosef was not part of the task. Why? Because we see the dream is not accurate. And nobody interpreted it that Yaakov is going to bow down to Yosef. Nobody says such a thing. No. So that means it's never going to happen. So now here the Midrash says that when Yosef did not stop his Abba to not bow down to him, so now he was not privileged to have a long life. So here we see all the credits that he gained. Tzaddik, opening the ocean and bring about such a smooth procedure that I'm excited to go through the process after what is called Ben Abitarim, Abraham and Ribono Sholam, but still because he didn't show the manner that he should have shown to his Abba, he lost 10 years of his life. So here we learn the one should not be misunderstood, his tefillot and his learning Torah and all the other segulot that one might do, he will erase his lack of manners. Because to not show the enough derech eretz, the manner that is obligated one to show, is not going to make up, to be made up by other good things that might one do. And not only that the 80 years of his life, he sustained Am Yisrael in Goshen. But still, that would not consider for him as a credit because he showed the lack of manner to his Abba.
Because they were made up like Pharaoh. couldn't see that it's
so. Yeah, so he was dressed as a Misri, obviously, and after 22 years, and he had, you know, different impression that now he 13 years later, and he looks different. But in the problem here is because he would not stop his Abba to Chas v'Shalom, that his respect will not depreciate. So then he was punished in a very.
But how would we know that Yaakov is going bad out
here? How did he know?
How would he know? He just was going to greet his father.
Yeah, that's the question. How do you know?
How
do you know? No. You put somebody, right? So how do you know he's going to shake hand with you?
You never know.
You know, because his hands go like this.
Yes.
So that's how you shake hand.
Yes.
I mean, today people shake hand with foot, you know, or. But when do you know somebody is going to bow down? Because you see, gradually his head is going to come down, right?
Why it comes,
oh, no, don't bow down? Yes, that's the whole point of the Midrash. It's unbelievable. The Midrash says that here, Yosef had the obligation as soon as he feels and he sensed that his Abba is just about to bow down to him, he had to run and stop him. What do you mean? He's right here, just about to bow down to him. That's the point. But as long as he just stood still and did not respond and he didn't show any reaction, that's why he was punished.
He ran to the father the minute he sees his father.
Fine, but here, no, you see the Galut of Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom. It's not that what Yosef did wrong. But here we see the disrespect that Yosef showed. But on the contrary, that Yaakov Avinu Shalom, he sees that this is strange Pharaoh, that right away he wants to show respect. So the Midrash says, look at this. Yaakov is trying to show respect to this man that is supposed to be the king and so on. But here Yosef, how come you don't think that you have to show respect to your Abba? That was the whole crucial thing that Midrash blames Yosef as a Tzaddik, that he didn't show enough manner to his Abba. Obviously. But here we see how delicate the point here is that Yaakov Avinu Shalom, the first thing that comes to your head, I have to behave the way that expecting me to behave. What? To bow down to him. That's what they were doing. But here, Yosef HaTzaddik, just stand there. 10 years of his life was deleted.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.